This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Officials in the U.S. state of Georgia on Sunday rebuffed Republican President Donald Trump's contention that Democratic challenger Joe Biden fraudulently won the southern U.S. state, declaring that the president-elect's claims to Georgia's 16 electoral votes would stand. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
For Trump supporters, it may have sounded a lot like the good old days. That is, prior to President Trump's November election defeat.
You know, we won Georgia, just so you understand.
In fact, President-elect Biden won Georgia by more than 12,000 votes. But hours before the event, Trump called Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, asking him to order a special session of the state legislature aimed at subverting the results. Official in Georgia with knowledge of the call says the governor refused.
And you got to make sure your governor gets a lot tougher than he's been.
Republicans had invited Trump to the rally in Valdosta in hopes he would boost the candidacies of Senators David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler, who are facing January 5th runoff elections that will determine control of the Senate. I'm Ben Thomas.
Britain will be the first country to roll out the Pfizer-BioNTech coronavirus vaccine, the first Western nation to do so, the government announced on Sunday. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
The delivery comes 2 days before it goes public in an immunization program that is being closely watched around the world. Around 800,000 doses of the vaccine were expected to be in place for the start of the program on Tuesday. Chief Pharmacist Louise Coughlin is excited for the occasion.
It's a momentous occasion. The NHS has been planning extensively to deliver the largest vaccination program in our history, so really exciting.
Vaccinations will be administered at around 50 hospital hubs in England. Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland will also begin their vaccination rollouts the same day. Karen Chamas, London.
And this is VOA News. Top U.S. health officials told Americans on Sunday they need to remain determined to protect themselves against the coronavirus, even as the first vaccines are likely to become available later this month. We need people to renew their commitment. Please wear a mask and avoid crowds of people in bars, restaurants, and indoor settings. Health and Services Secretary Alex Azar told Fox News Sunday. Azar said if a panel of experts at the Food and Drug Administration approves the Pfizer vaccine, within hours, health workers can be vaccinating patients. U.S. authorities have decided that medical and emergency workers, as well as employees and residents of nursing homes, are at the highest risk of contracting the infection and will be the first in line to be inoculated. Azar said that 30 million to 40 million doses of the vaccine will be available by the end of the year, with millions more doses to be manufactured in the first half of 2021. A U.S. government report says direct radio frequencies is the most plausible explanation for mysterious symptoms experienced by diplomats stationed in U.S. embassies in Havana and elsewhere. Reuters' Chris Dingham has more.
A long-awaited U.S. government report released over the weekend said the most plausible explanation for the mysterious symptoms experienced by American diplomats in U.S. embassies in Havana, Cuba, and other countries were, quote, consistent with a directed radio frequency energy attack. That's according to a government commissioned report by the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine released on Saturday, which marks the first time Washington has officially offered an explanation for what's come to be known as Havana syndrome, though it's still inconclusive. Saturday's report did not point a finger at who might be behind the mysterious symptoms, but it cited, quote, significant research in Russia on pulsed radio frequency technology and that military personnel exposed to microwave radiation in Eurasian communist countries were said to have experienced the same symptoms suffered by the U.S. diplomats.
A Japanese capsule carrying the first extensive sample taken from an asteroid has been retrieved. David Doyle reports.
Early risers in Australia's outback on Sunday got to witness the return journey of a Japanese space probe that it's hoped could be carrying secrets about the origin of the planet. 6 years after leaving Earth on board the Hayabusa 2 unmanned spacecraft, the capsule landed in Australia carrying dust retrieved from the asteroid Ryugu, before being retrieved by Japanese Aerospace Exploration Agency, or JAXA.